Kinah Lamed Beis is written by one of the Balei HaTosos, Rav Baruch ben Shmuel of Mainz. And the Kinah goes through and describes many of the items and many of the things that really made the Beis HaMikdash unique. And as the Kinah gets underway, so the Kinah describes the fact and begins with Etzbosai Shaflu, that my fingers are lowered, which is certainly an allusion to the fact that we were people, that we as Klal Yisrael were a nation that was rolling high, and we were people that were certainly at a great stature in the world. And all of a sudden, we hit this point of shiflus. All of a sudden, we were lowered down to a point in which Ashosai Naflu, that our foundations also fell. The Kinah goes on to describe, like I mentioned before, the many different items and the many different things that made the Beis HaMikdash so unique and so splendid, that made Yerushalayim, the city that we know of, the city that's Ir Shechubra Lo Yachdav, that lost all of its beauty. And the Kinah describes in the acrostic poem over here, Darkei Ir Avelos, that the city roads are in Avelos, are in mourning, Vayechdalu HaKolos, and all of the sounds of Yerushalayim are no longer. Heichal Ukaslov Me'ai Hamu Alav, that the Beis HaMikdash and its walls, my entire body, my Me'ayim, my innards, yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing on into the letter Vav, Vavei Ha'amudim Biyad B'nei Avadim, that the hooks of the posts are now in the hands of the sons of slaves. Again, referring not to a story and not to an episode that took place in Jewish history, but rather to the Beis HaMikdash and what made the Beis HaMikdash so unique in and of itself. And as we go on through this Kinah, we get to letter Kaf, and letter Kaf describes the fact, Kior Im Kano, that the sink and the copper stand that the sink stood on, continuing on in Haner Im Shimano, that the candle and the oil that made up the candle, Lukach Mimichono, so it's been taken from its original standing point. If we go to Mem, Menorah HaTahora Oran Edara, so the beautiful menorah, its light, its aura is totally gone. And when we think of the light of the menorah, we certainly think of what the power of Torah was in the Beis HaMikdash. Umagrifa yikara netula v'chasera. And we talk about the music, the singing that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, the instruments that were played in the Beis HaMikdash to elicit an emotional relationship and an emotional attachment to the Avodas Hashem of Beis HaMikdash in and of itself. We go on to the letter Pei, and letter Pei describes the doorways on the gates. So the Pishpashim Usha'arim, the entrance ways into the Beis HaMikdash, Artsa Nigrarim. So they're Nigrar, they're dragged into the ground. Nothing goes through them anymore. Into the letter Shin, Sha'ar Bas Rabin was Ive Aravim. So the gate that so many people, that Bas Rabin, that multitudes went through, is now only an entranceway to Ze'evim. Now is only an entrance to wolves that live in the wilderness. And obviously this imagery, this portrayal of total disaster, total destruction, that was the Beis HaMikdash, that was Yerushalayim. And after we get to the letter Tuf at the end of the alphabet, so the Mekonin over here goes into the Banim HaYikarim, the children, that were Becharavos Nidkarim, that were stabbed by swords, and describes the Rovim Upirachim, that all of these little children that had such potential, that had such futures in front of them, Lechitzim Ushalachim, were ultimately taken down, and like the Gemara describes, Maftechos Zarku Beshuram Kilaku. So they took the keys to the Beis HaMikdash and they threw them into the sky. And this description of children, giving up, this description of children not being able to live out their potential is what our Mekonin goes through over here, and ultimately concludes with Banai Ne'anakim Be'eretz Merchakim, that my sons, my children that are choking in a distant land, and the final phrase, which is a phrase that exists throughout our entire Kinah, Oy Mehayalanu. We were something that was so great. Our gates were so open. We had so many people that were coming to Yerushalayim, that were coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Our music was so beautiful, and our candles were burning so bright, and our Torah was so relevant and accessible to so many people. And all of the things that the Beis HaMikdash were about was absolutely incredible, was absolutely splendid. But Oimei Hayalanu, what's happened to all of it? All of it is now nothing. All of it is now destroyed. All of it now lives in ruins. And that's what Kinah Lamed Beis concludes with this this depiction and this imagery of a Yerushalayim that lies in ruins.